When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what is up, everyone? It's Colt Schroeder, a.k.a. the Buffalo Nerd, back with this week's player props for week four of NFL action. Last week was a dismal week for the player props, 1-3 last week. So we're going to go ahead and move past that and dive right into this week's action. A good slate. I think there's some cool opportunities out there this week. And obviously each week here, we're going to hit a quarterback, running back, and a wide receiver and a tight end that just to kind of, you know, mix it all around, see what's going on out there. Check out the gamut of everything that's taking place. So, top quarterback play of the week for me, as far as player props go, I really, this one's going to probably be a little weird for most people. As you think of quarterbacks, you're probably going passing yards, touchdowns, interceptions, something like that. Nowadays, we've got guys that rush a lot, right? This is not one of those quarterbacks that rushes a lot. But this week, I want to take Justin Herbert over 2.5 rushing yards. And the reason I want to do this is because he's going up against the Houston Texans. In week one, he had 4 rushing attempts. Week two, 2 rushing attempts. Week three, 1 rushing attempt. He's got a total of 9 yards rushing on the season. But on the flip side of that, the Houston defense, who he's gone up against, Matt Ryan's rushed for 4 attempts for 12 yards. Russell Wilson's 2 attempts for 3 yards. And then Justin Fields last week, of course, 8 for 47. So for me, this is a super simple opportunity here where the Chargers are coming off a tough beat. They haven't looked that great since Herbert got banged up. They're without Keenan Allen again this week. So while things are working their way out, I think the Houstons are a team that can pressure you with sacks. So we're going to see probably Herbert at least 1 scramble, 2.5 yards. I think he gets 4 or 5 yards and we hit the over on that one. Running back, we're going with Miles Sanders this week, the Philadelphia running back, under 15.5 rushing attempts. He's been at 13, 17, and 15 so far this season through the first 3 weeks. Last week, he was at 15, rated the number. This is obviously a run kind of first offense. Last week, we saw them throw the ball a lot, so they didn't rush as much or they didn't run the ball as well. But on the flip side of that, going up against the Jacksonville defense that has not had anybody rush for more than 14 attempts against them, but a single runner in any game, and they've gone up against Jonathan Taylor. He had 9 attempts against them. I think they're a defense that can quickly try to convince you that you should stay away from your run game because of how stout they can be. So I'm going to take Miles Sanders. He's done this only once in 3 games so far this year. So I'm going to go ahead and take those odds that he's going to stay under 15.5 rushing attempts. Wide receiver, going with Jaquan Jennings out of San Francisco. He's going to put him at under 17.5 receiving yards. This is just one of those things where I don't see how he's going to fit back into this offense now that Jimmy G is back there. He's kind of that one splash play kind of guy. He's had 1 reception in the last 2 games. Jimmy G, you kind of saw last week, it's not fully back yet. This will be his first week kind of fully immersed in the offense. So things could improve. But also with that, Kittle is back. You can clearly see the connection between Ayuk and Jimmy G. It was there last year. And you can see that he likes to go that way. Plus you have Debo. Plus you have the running backs. So this just feels like a really good opportunity. This guy might only catch 1 ball, and is it going to be for 18 yards plus up against, you know, a defense in the Rams that are pretty good? I don't really see this as an opportunity where he's going to get over this. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Jaquan Jennings, wide receiver, San Francisco, under 17.5 receiving yards. And this one, this is probably, I just don't really see any other way that this could take place. I'm going to go with Mark Andrews is going to be over 5.5 targets this week against the Bills. That's 5.5 receptions, 5.5 receptions against the Bills. He's had so far this season 5, 9, and 8. in the last three games here to start the season. This is an offense that's going to have to probably score some points. And they're not that great at the wide receiver position, even though they're going up against, you know, the Bills cornerbacks that are a little banged up and everything like that. I still see that Mark Andrews is going to be the focal point of this offense. Anytime Lamar is running around, he's going to be looking at Mark Andrews. So I feel like Mark Andrews is going to easily have himself a very productive day. He's probably going to be in that 8 to 7, 8 target window, I would imagine, in this week if Baltimore is going to have any kind of success. So again, this week we're going to roll with Justin Herbert over 2.5 rushing yards. We're going to go with running back Miles Sanders is going to be under 15.5 rushing attempts. We have wide receiver Jaquan Jennings of San Francisco is going to be under 17.5 receiving yards. And then Mark Andrews, tight end Baltimore, is going over 5.5 receptions. So that's going to do it for this week's player props for the NFL week 4 action. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the show. Give me a follow at @Colt_Schroeder on Twitter or anything at the Buffalo Nerd. You guys can find me everywhere is over there. Appreciate the follow. Enjoy the views. Leave the comments. Let me know where you stand on the props, and make sure you guys are checking out the DFS stuff, the weekly Buffalo Nerd Sports podcast, where we talk all Bills. And then of course, make sure you're checking out the best bets for the week, which will be coming out early Sunday mornings before kickoff of the 10 a.m. game here in California. So 1 Eastern for you there on the East Coast. So thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.